The chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court has urged the judges to investigate the drug war in the Philippines. That's a signature policy of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Human rights activists hope they've reached a turning point. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Fatou Bensouda, chief prosecutor of the ICC, ended her term last week, landing a legal bombshell in Manila. There is, she said, a reasonable basis to believe that the crime against humanity, notably murder, was committed in the war on drugs in the Philippines. While preliminary, her findings felt like vindication for families of the victims, says human rights attorney Neri Colmenares.
This is not yet justice, but this is a major step towards that. And it wasn't a rush decision because it took the prosecutors 3 years to decide on this.
Bensouda's report says state actors, mostly members of the Philippine police, killed suspected drug users in house-to-house raids and used what appeared to be, quote, unnecessary and disproportionate force. She cites Duterte's own statements encouraging law enforcement to kill drug suspects, saying they deserved it. The group most impacted by the deadly sweeps, she said, has been poor, low-skilled residents of impoverished urban areas. Colmenares says three of the seven families of slain suspects he represents were in their homes when their loved ones were shot dead by police.
The modus operandi are very, very similar. And sometimes the police would go into the house and segregate the family from the, you know, from the father or the son. And then later on, the father and the son would be killed. The witnesses say that the husband was already kneeling or raising their hand.
The Philippine DEA says since Duterte took power in 2016, 6,117 drug suspects have been killed in police operations. Bensouda says the number of victims could be five times that. It may never be settled. President Duterte disavows any wrongdoing and could stonewall over the next year his last in office. David Bosco, author of the book about the ICC titled Rough Justice, says it's also entirely possible the judges may not authorize an investigation. He says the plethora of alleged war crimes in Afghanistan, Nigeria, and the Gaza Strip has overstretched the court.
And even if the judges were to authorize an investigation, then you're talking about trying to launch an investigation when you have a hostile government, which really has control of probably a lot of the evidence you would need. So I think this is a very long road before we get to any perpetrators seeing the inside of a courtroom.
But he adds, prosecutors at the International Criminal Court have also been content to let cases lie dormant for long periods.
Or seemingly dormant, and then they revive. And so we shouldn't ignore the possibility that there could be political changes in the Philippines that suddenly make a new government much more amenable to cooperating. And so things could change.
American University international law professor Diane Orentlicker says the case will also test whether a state can avoid scrutiny by renouncing its membership in the ICC before any investigation is underway. That's what the Philippines did. Orentlicker also notes the Philippines case is hugely complex, involving thousands of alleged victims. Linking individual perpetrators to those killings is a massive evidentiary undertaking. Journalists who exposed the drug war have already been jailed. Human rights advocates who've spoken out, including the clergy, have been threatened.
The sources you would normally look to when the government isn't cooperating, are under terrible, terrible pressure. This is going to be a very tough process, not for the faint of heart at all.
Yet Philippine human rights attorney Neri Colmenares maintains his cautious optimism for a legal reckoning, and he says repressive regimes everywhere need to know that there will be an accounting.
It may be long, it may be arduous, but that's how struggles are fought. And that's how struggles are won.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.